Hi, I'm Angie, and I was born in Mansfield from 1953, and I left in 1979. So my memories of Leman Street, my very first memory, would have been Babyland. I'd be about 3, 4 years of age, and I remember it was just inside Handley Arcade, which was on Leman Street. So going in there, it was just like an Aladdin's cave. The shop was just jam-packed with toys from floor to ceiling, and there even appeared to be suspended from the ceiling, like tricycles and prams. It was just amazing for a young child. Like in the 1950s, I'd go shopping with my mum, and she'd be going down to the Scotch wool shop. So that was down on the left-hand side as you going down Leman Street. And that was, it was a joy to go inside really and see all these little pigeonholes with all the wool, all the different coloured wool. And it was fantastic. I suppose that a couple of shops that really stood in my memory for distinctive aromas was Leckenbiz, which was on the other side, on the right-hand side going down. And it was the smell of coffee beans. I'd never smelled coffee before the 1960s. It was just so, such a powerful smell. And I think it was the first shop in Mansfield that offered self-service before all the supermarkets started coming to town. So it was just an experience of picking up a wire basket at the door and going round and putting your goods in. It was all new, really new. We didn't shop there very often because it was a bit of an expensive shop, but there was a lot of people working in the shops, probably more, seemed more than now. But I wouldn't say it was busy with shoppers inside. It was more on the street that you know. All the business was people coming back and forth, and but actually inside the shops, I don't recall them being really busy. Yeah, if you went in and you were being served, you had that the attention from that person. They didn't go off and serve somebody else. But those days, I mean, I think that's why shopping took so long because, like with my mum, she'd just be chatting all day long. Well, she seemed to be, Another shop that brought a memorable aroma was Jolly's Tobacconist down on the left-hand side, near to the bottom. And it was a very small shop, really. But it was, I'd go in with my dad because he was a pipe smoker. He used to smoke Condor. And it was, you'd go in and there was just all these shelves full of glass jars with tobacco, and don't know if you remember Tobacco Twist, which my grandfather, he used to chew that. He was a coal miner, and I think that might have been like a common thing for coal miners to chew twist and then spit it out, which wasn't very nice. But yeah, that had a really distinctive, strong smell of tobacco and cigars. Well, when you went in on the right-hand side, there was it the wall was just like a big glass cabinet, which I think in that cabinet was like cigarette lighters, because it used to be quite fashionable to have all different style. My mum had one that had inlaid with pearl shell. Well, there was various like shoe shops and clothes shops, fashion shops. I always like the Gilberts and Pages were women's dress shops, but as a teenager, it appeared more for the older woman until Van Allen came along, and that was more, a bit more modern. I think at the time, Van Allen was just women's. I think upstairs was perhaps bridal wear. I never went up there. I think I can remember the very first thing I bought, which was probably 1967. And that was like a synthetic leather bomber jacket with all little studs and zips. And yeah, that was my very first thing I bought there. Further down, you had boots. I mean, I only remember the boots building as being boots, really. It was quite big boots, wooden floorboards, creaking floorboards. And there was a staircase. I think it ran up to the left side, the back of the shop. And upstairs at that time were toys and gifts and things like that. And downstairs was just the chemist part. I seem to remember a very well-lit back wall, probably like a mirrored wall with all different coloured jars and things on. Yeah. Morley's, that was my mum's shop. And hate to tell you, but back in the 50s, she used to buy her fur coats from there. She wouldn't get away with it today, would she? But anyway, yeah, she bought quite a few fur coats from there. That's where she got them from. Well, it was always a thoroughfare for the traffic going down until it became pedestrianised. You know, you had to stay on the pavement. But yeah, traffic came down. Buses from top of Lehman Street came down. And then, yeah, there was quite a few bus stops at the side of the market there.